One of the practices which is prohibited on Tisha B'Av is the study of Torah. We've mentioned previously, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim and the Samchei Lev, that the words of the mitzvot are upright and they cause us to rejoice, and therefore we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Question that comes up is this year, tomorrow is the 9th of Av, what degree does it have the status of Tisha B'Av? Meaning, even though it's Shabbat, is there a prohibition against Talmud Torah? Or are we allowed to learn on Shabbat as normal on any other Shabbat throughout the year? So, and really this question relates to a point that we've discussed previously, is what's the status of Tisha B'Av Shechaliot B'Shabbat? Is it regarded as being Tisha B'Av as much as possible, or is it not regarded as being Tisha B'Av at all? So we've got four opinions in the poskim as to what the rule is about learning Torah tomorrow. The first is the view of the Leket Yosher, who holds that essentially tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, and therefore Devarim Shebet Sina apply, meaning things which are only private Avilut do apply, and therefore you're not allowed to learn Torah regularly tomorrow. You're only allowed to learn the things which you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So things about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Perkei L'Megalchin, Eicha, etc., etc. On the other hand, we have the Taz in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Hei, who's of the opinion that in actual fact, you're allowed to learn, sorry, Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, who's of the opinion that, no, essentially tomorrow's not Tisha B'Av whatsoever. You're allowed to learn everything. And he learns out of Kal Vachomer from Basar Yai, seeing as tomorrow we're allowed to eat meat and wine at all the Seudot of Shabbat. So if you can eat meat and wine, then certainly you can learn Torah as well. A third opinion is that of the Maharil and also the Rama in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel Se'if Bet, who says that it's not Tisha B'Av, but it's like any other Erev Tisha B'Av, which means in the afternoon you can't learn Torah. In the morning you can learn Torah in the normal way, but in the afternoon you can't. And therefore the Minhag is not to say Pirkei Avot tomorrow afternoon at Mincha time. And then we have a fourth opinion, and that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, and Rabbi Yaakov Enden in Moruk Tzia, and they're of the opinion that in actual fact this whole notion of not learning Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av is a red herring, as it were, and that it's not correct, and that even though the Rama says that the Minhag is not to learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, that we do learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. It's totally permissible. And therefore, certainly if Erev Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av falls on the Shabbat, then it's permissible to learn Torah in the afternoon. So what do we do in practice? So the Rama, as we said, paskens that you don't learn Torah Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, even if it falls on Shabbat, and Kal Vachomer, if Tisha B'Av itself is Shabbat, you don't learn Torah in the afternoon. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud, he says that certainly when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbat, or Erev Tisha B'Av on a Shabbat, then you can rely on the view of the Taz, that you're allowed to learn Torah on Shabbat of Tisha B'Av, particularly because the Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that in any event you're allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. So seeing as the Vilna Gaon says on any Erev Tisha B'Av, you can learn Torah in the afternoon. And the Taz says that on a when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, you can learn in the afternoon. So if you want to be make or you want to be lenient like that, you can do so. Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva on this in Darkei Horah. And he says that in terms of giving a public share, one should only teach matters which are to do with Tisha B'Av, because that's following what the Rama says. But if a person wants to learn Bichidut, so, you know, people like to learn what they like to learn. And if you tell people they can't learn, you know, what they usually learn on a Shabbat afternoon, so they'll take the afternoon off learning and Talmud Torah will lose out. And therefore, it's permissible to learn whatever you want to learn tomorrow afternoon. Often people say to me that they think I'm too strict in halakhic matters, and I point out that actually I'm very makel. Certainly on Tisha B'Av, the fourth on Shabbat, I think it's permissible to be lenient and to learn Torah, whatever Torah one wants to learn. Ad Kap.